Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is February 1st, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Barriers and opportunities in donation after circulatory death heart transplantation. Heart utilization from donation after circulatory death DCD donors remains highly variable across the United States, which results in missed transplantation opportunities. This national registry analysis investigated donor characteristics, including age and warm ischemic time, in donation after circulatory death cases. The study identified these factors as relevant in the assessment of potential heart donors. Findings suggest better understanding of these variables could improve organ utilization rates. Article number 2. Enhanced diagnoses of chronic antibody-mediated rejection using peritubular capillary multilayering. This study found peritubular capillary multilayering, PTCML, is an ultrastructural feature of chronic antibody-mediated rejection, AMR, in 2,541 kidney samples. Epidemiological modeling demonstrated that younger recipients, living donation, early chronic antibody-mediated rejection, and pulse corticosteroid rejection treatment were associated factors. Later presentation and higher donor-specific antibodies also showed an association with chronic antibody-mediated rejection. The data thus clarifies diagnostic relationships for this condition. Article number 3. Comparative effectiveness and outcomes of nebivolol versus other beta blockers in patients with hypertension, a multicenter cohort study. This multicenter cohort study compared the real-world effectiveness of nebivolol, a third-generation beta blocker, against other beta blockers for hypertension management. The study determined nebivolol's impact on blood pressure and heart rate control. It also clarified associated clinical outcomes in patients with hypertension. The data contributes to understanding optimal beta blocker selection in clinical practice. Article number 4. Pacemaker implantation rates with the self-expandable Navitor valve. This study compared 30-day permanent pacemaker implantation, PPI rates, between transcatheter aortic valve replacement, TAVR patients receiving the self-expandable Navitor system and those receiving the Evolut system. The comparison involved 148 Navitor patients and 165 Evolut patients. The analysis focused on patients without pre-existing permanent pacemaker implantation or high-risk electrocardiogram findings. The study provides comparative data on post-transcatheter aortic valve replacement cardiac rhythm management. Article number 5. Per-protocol analysis of chlorothalidone versus hydrochlorothiazide for cardiovascular event prevention diuretic comparison project. The intent-to-treat analysis of the diuretic comparison project, DCP, found no difference in the risk of non-fatal cardiovascular disease or non-cancer-related death between chlorothalidone and hydrochlorothiazide. The hazard ratio was 1.04 with a 95% confidence interval of 0.94 to 1.16. The current study performed a per-protocol analysis to estimate the effect of chlorothalidone at 12.5 or 25 milligrams daily compared with hydrochlorothiazide at 25 or 50 milligrams daily. This analysis examined the comparative effectiveness of these diuretics in preventing major cardiovascular disease or non-cancer death. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.